Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. What's up, Steve Jessup? You're listening to my podcast, Jessup Show. Come on. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Call the medic. Oh, yeah, we are live. Back on YouTube once again, hell yeah. Fucking A. Happy to have you here with us. Dix in the house as well. What's up, Dix? Yeah. It's Friday night, y'all. We're going to do it up. We're live. 4:11 right here. Smack tits in the middle of April, y'all. It's the Steve Jessup Show podcast, and we want you to be on it. The Dicks have set this up. Thank you, Dicks. The link, it's down in the description. That link will connect you to producer mine, and we will put your ass on this broadcast. It's going to be seen around the world. Come on now. Fucking A. Crack a cold one. That's what we do on Friday nights. Success. Dicks, remember when we used to do this at 4:20 and then people were like, I ain't home from work yet, motherfucker. And I was like, no problem, man. We'll just change it and we'll smoke weed again at 7. Yeah. So smoke one if you got it. Dicks, how do you like, I've got the Lincoln. You guys like that? That's nice. Dicks are liking the new, now that we've got that makeup, crew you guys had, we're getting big fucking time in 2025. Got a couple of sluts up in, or I'm not, now that they're employees, I shouldn't call them sluts. All right, whatever. Got a couple of hoes and bitches back there trimming my face and beard. It's nice. Thank you. Thank you, Dix. Get into it. Get your drinks up. Get your smoke up. Oh, my God. Couldn't do this show without an amazing partner helping me through it. He weeds out the crazies. Let's in the good calls. It's like old school radio, but we get to see your ass via Zoom. You can be, anybody can be on it, and you, oh God, you gotta connect with producer Mike. Let's see if we can find him. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up. One and only producer Mike.
Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to everybody out there in Steve Nation land. Cheers.
Yeah! I didn't do this right. Hang on.
Ladies, again, please. Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Hey, do you
I didn't even realize that.
Maybe we get some Grok medical advice right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does
Let me get on this shit.
One whole side of your head feels like it's on fire? I mean,
yeah, I don't even have any.
Not a deal, right? Mostly when I smoke weed.
Oh well, then you're just smoking a sativa. Sativa will. bring the temperature up. Yeah, but only on left brain people. Mm. So you're definitely left brain. Yeah. So that's the reason why your left side of your head's that hot.
Do you know?
Don't even need grok. I knew that one.
Lincoln was lefty brain.
Let's think about that, because he was sitting. Do you recall that President Lincoln was assassinated, Steve, our 16th president of the United States of America?
I didn't mean what side of the brain did he get shot in. I was thinking like, what, man, I've got the Lincoln beard. Maybe we think alike.
Yeah, but the left side of his brain would be right here. And I believe John Wilkes Booth was sitting right there.
Yeah.
And
I don't like this. Let's change the subject. We have exciting
dark turn.
News that's been bubbling in the background. We're going to do something we've been talking about forever. We're gonna fucking throw that bitch in gear. I'm so fucking excited.
I don't believe it. No. I'm not going to believe it until I actually hear it.
Okay, see if this rings a bell.
You got me. Oh, you got me.
Woo!
No, I'm not. You're teasing me, dude.
Yeah. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Come aboard.
Yeah. Come aboard.
We're expecting you.
Yeah. SM Show Podcast Cruise. It's happening.
Life's sweetest meal.
Shout out to the Yacht Cocks 2023.
Yeah, the Yacht Cocks are back in business. Here's what we can tell you. This is more like just a light, little heads up. That's what we're going to call it. The official announcement next Friday, live with our brand new travel agent, Ashley. You know, we were trying to throw a last minute 420 trip to Vegas together. And the best thing that came out of it is, we have an official Jessup Show podcast travel agent now.
We have gotten a lot of production out of her, Steve. We've gotten a lot of work and we haven't paid her a fucking red cent.
Oh my God. All these dreams of hanging out, smoking, drinking, getting tilted together, we just threw them at Ashley. And she said, no problem, Ashley, I can handle this, what I do. And, woo! We were like, we've always wanted to go cruise. Have we not, Producer Mike? We've been talking about cruising for fucking ever.
Oh yeah, we've been oh shit. Well, that's going to be one of the stops maybe right there, but yeah, we've got Yacht Cocks.
Caribbean. We don't want to say too much. Here's what we can say. Here's the official things we can announce today. It's locked and loaded. It's official. It's happening. Rooms have already been reserved with a particular cruise line. That means they're held for us, the weekend. It's Halloween weekend. Are you ready for this, Producer Mike? You know.
I'm ready.
You already know this because you told me. I love this. Halloween. And you're like, Halloween just like ended coming up this year? No. No.
Oh.
No, even better. Halloween 2034. Is that what it is?
It's pretty close. Yeah. Okay. Not really. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. We had a big meeting on it. Instead of Halloween 2025, which is coming up in what, 6 months, 4 months, whatever. We're going to go Halloween 2026. So a solid year and a half almost for everyone to, Steve, there's a piece of information I don't have, and Ashley told me she was calling you with it. What is the confirmed price to put down to reserve your guaranteed room.
Oh, this is what I love, because when we talked to Ashley, the big thing we were saying about Vegas and any trip we take is it's got to be affordable. We got to be cheap. And I was like, it can't even be a big deal to sign up. And so Ashley,
because I suggested $100. That's okay. What I thought would have been a reasonable amount.
You know, there's a lot of expensive shit out there right now. So I didn't like that. I asked Ashley if she could do better. Ashley's come back with all you need to get in on this a year and a half away to commit, hold your spot, $50. Come on now.
$50? That's
it. $50. It's a couple racks. You know?
That should be doable.
I got a rack of natural light today. That was 25. I get two of them. That's $50.
I bet you Ashley would take two cases of Natty Light for it.
Okay, we got to check on that with me, because that's what I'm thinking about. But official announcement with Ashley next Friday, and we're going to have the link where you can give that $50. We're going to have the details of the cruise. Ashley will be on board to answer all your questions of exactly everything. The name of the boat, where you're going to get a rub and tug on deck 17. Places we're going to go that might look like this. I can tell you this, it's going to be short, sweet Halloween weekend. It's going to be affordable, and all you need is $50. To get in on that. That is a tank of motherfucking gas these days.
That's true. Yeah. It's like one week to stay home.
Yeah, just stay home for a few days and then put your money down next Friday when we throw that link hot. Anyway, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. That's our official exciting news. Big live announcement next week.
Awesome. All right, well, I want to stay in that same vibe, Steve. So I've got some surprises for you. All that she wants is another baby on the Caribbean. All that she wants is another baby. All that she wants is another baby.
Hey, can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
You know how it's like only going to be like $50 to go down, get down, to go down?
Sure.
Also, I'm pretty sure, you know, we don't know what the price is, but we've worked it out. You can pay in little tiny amounts every month. Right?
Yeah. We don't know what the total.
With a big wad all at once. We're going to work it up. Right. And that's what she's going to have for us next week, is what the exact, you know, just a little every month. By the time the cruises come, it's already paid for.
Well, yeah, and then I'm going to also prepare during the next. I'll be preparing during the next week some really cool backgrounds and stuff that will more than, you know, kind of give Fish folks a little visual on what's happening. Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Yes! 2023.
I'm excited. Dude. We're going to make this happen year and a half. Lots of leeway for everybody to get in, get ready, mark it on the calendars. Good. Hey man, we got a big show ahead of us tonight. We're live. It's 4:11. Link is in the description. You can be on the show. Click it. Go to producer Mike. He'll pop you in. We got more live. This is our new thing. We're going live around around the world. Hotspots. Where are we?
Yes, Steve. Oh, Steve, we've hit three corners of the world, certainly, today. We have gone, what you're seeing right now is Dublin, Ireland, the Temple Bar.
Yeah! Okay.
Yes, we see some well-behaved Irish people.
I was thinking maybe we'd see a fight spill out of that bar.
Yeah, it looks like we're good to go, pretty much. What opened the show was some footage from Deerfield Beach, Florida. So this is some volleyball happening on the beach in Deer Beach, Florida. Good times. And then my favorite, my personal favorite, Steve, I think you're going to be your favorite, too. We go live to the Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The band is live. They are on stage. They're performing. And, we got a little ass there.
Do we get audio or is that... Do we get a little audio?
No, there's no audio allowed, apparently, in case murder happens. I think that's why they shut the audio down. But, some partying for sure.
Okay, yeah.
You know what, Steve? Because I'm in such a good mood for next week, when I bring in the webcams, I'm going to bring in some audio to actually put in the background so you won't even know the difference.
Okay, now I'm really enjoying tonight's selection because right here off the bar, do you see? Now, is that girl wearing blue and that she's drinking an Ultra? She just leaned her head back?
I wasn't looking at that. Apparently, on the left-hand side, these two people are going to fuck or are going to get in a fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, see, those two, they stayed within their race, okay? Now, I was talking about Blondie right below her.
That's right, too.
Blondie where?
Right below her, lifting her fucking Ultra.
Oh, I got it.
God,
I can't keep my eyes off of the...
staring at fucking tank top with her fucking... You know,
snogging titties. I know. Hey,
speaking of tank top with the cap on, you know what she's saying right now? And I don't give a fuck what you do. And I don't give a fuck. And your friends are dumb. And you don't make enough money. And I hate you. I hate everything you're doing.
And he's saying what?
Look at blue dress.
I can't hear
now.
A word you're fucking
she
saying.
She keeps on rubbing on that dude's hard on.
It's possible.
Now she keeps on going. She whispers in her boyfriend's ear every once in a while, if these two next to me don't get their shit together, if she bumps into me, I'll slice her fucking throat.
Doesn't he have a haircut that looks like Ronnie from fucking Jersey Shore?
Yeah, something's happening back there in the back. We won't talk about it.
We'll move on. Yeah, all right, Steve, I got a question for you.
Really, it's the show is all across the bottom of your screen. You have three different couples. What's your favorite couple? You've got the Asian couple, the blondes down at the bottom. You got the really blonde, and you got the red blonde with the baldy guy. And, then there's the girl who can't dance. That's got no rhythm. She's like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Well, that was going to be the question I was going to ask. Taking a look at how the band looks, Steve, what do you imagine? I mean, do you think that guy's rapping or playing Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison?
Well, I think he's just held his drink up. He's like, let's get fucked up! Fort Lauderdale, Florida! Yeah, brown eyed girl. My brown eyed girl. And then that dude says, I'm going to finger you in the pickup truck after we get out there. And then look at these two new bitches. Oh. Look at these two slits just sliding in. I love it.
So that's what Rachel Zegler's doing now. She's fucking hanging at the Elbow Room.
More Asian. Now, the Asian crew. Oh, God, bigger. Now, what's going on with this girl's hair? Does it look like she got a horse mane back there? Because it looks like regular long hair, but if you look at the bottom, it's all knotted up.
Yeah, part of it's in her purse, Steve. I'm sure that's not what she planned, but yeah, she definitely has an equestrian look, for sure.
Yeah, you could,
fucking
wrap that shit around your fucking... with the big clip, you see what I'm talking about? Lauderdale, Florida's got it going on. If you want to go get laid, this is where you could do it. At the, what's this place called?
This is the Elbow Room, copyright 2024. That's why we're able to.
Room.
Yeah. We're able to show it because they haven't upgraded their copyright yet. Still says 2024, so we're good to go.
Yeah,
it
ain't 2024.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So,
Steve, we've covered a lot. Usually we were about halfway. We're usually through three regulars by now.
The dicks just flipped you off. I don't know what that's about. They never do that, but they literally pointed it at the monitor over here and were like, you know what? And I was like,
well, you know, I'm not going to let the dicks bring me down. I've just been told that the cruise is definitely going to happen, even though I'm going to wait until Ashley says so.
Ashley's already said so. We are just setting. It's what I was told. The dicks said it's already happened. It's already locked in. She's already called the cruise lines. And now they're setting up a online link for people to sign up.
All right. Can I ask a question? And if you know the answer and you don't want to say, you can just say shut up and say, can you just bring Eddie Weber in? Is the cruise leaving out of a particular state that we can share? So at least we can, in my head, know if I have to fly or drive.
I don't know.
Like, is this leaving out of Thailand? Do we have to go there first? You know
what I mean? That you're going to have to wait for that. I'm excited to find out all the stuff too. You know what I'm gonna ask is if I can get a room, you know what I'm saying, with a hot tub.
Well, Tennessee's full of those kinds of places.
No, I'm talking about on the boat.
I know that. Oh, that's because you don't want to get out of your regular routine. You need a fuck tub on. Okay, got
it. Get on the boat. I'm gonna have, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have questions. Next Friday, we're going to get Ashley on. We're going to ask all the questions. I'm going to ask if I can get a heart-shaped hot tub in my room.
Ladies and gentlemen, calling in from Pensacola, Florida, we have our good friend Eddie Weber, the greatest waste car rider in the world.
You or Eddie Weber wants to come by and sit on the other side of the heart.
I probably won't, but I'll refer people.
Yeah, what do you think of this, Eddie? You're the first to react to our announcement. It's
a little premature.
We like to premature jizz on this show.
Sometimes it happens, you know, a little premature here and there, you know.
Yeah.
We all go through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm excited as hell. Excited as hell.
2026, Halloween, are you free?
I will be, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But can we fish off the boat?
Yeah, you can.
You can fish off the boat? Well, fuck. Yeah, you know, you don't find me.
I've got extra reel. I mean, we just got to add to our lines.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, like I said, if we can fish off it, you know damn well where you find me, Buck, and damn Crawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get a balcony room on the back of the boat. That way we could just fucking...
Just keep it trolling.
It's stupid.
Hey, produce a mic. Try and pull your head out of your ass.
Hey, by the way, last weekend y'all were talking about the music fest. I think you were talking about Floribama that we have down here in Pensacola.
Oh, has that got a good one? We're still looking for fun shit to do. That's what we're talking about tonight is springtime stiffy.
Yep. That's where Alan Jackson.
Warm weather and music and getting out barbecuing, drinking out.
Hell yeah.
Well, and the Floribama is a great place. That place has got multi levels, multi bars, bands.
Yep. Yes, sir. And it's housed some of the biggest names in a small little beach atmosphere. I mean, we had Jimmy Buffett that pretty much lived there for a while. Alan Jackson, Kenny Chesney always stopping through, of course,
is
you know,
he
like
still
the beach.
There?
Who? Jimmy Buffett? He did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but they don't have his ashes up on the wall or nothing.
Kenny Chesney's coming to the Sphere here in Vegas, though, Eddie.
Mm. Hell yeah. To be honest, man, one of my first concerts I ever went to was Kenny Chesney back in 1998 or some shit, I think.
Oh, wow. He was young.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and him both. Well, fucking, he might have been bald then, too. I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot Kenny. Kenny shaves it up. Yeah.
No Shoes Nation.
So, Floribama's got a music festival. What do they got going on?
Yes, sir. Yeah, like once a year, like how they do the hangout fest. And,
Producer dude. Mike, is that the Floribama on the screen?
Yeah.
That's why I would assume there.
Yeah. And these are some photos that he's sent in from the last few weeks because he's blown us off, if you remember, Steve.
Oh, is there a bear on the beach?
Yeah, bro. We got deer. We got bears. We got fucking alligators all chilling on the beach. Same beach that you bring your bitch down to.
Oh, man. I don't like the idea of a bear rolling up on me while I'm fucked up tripping on the beach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been down to Fort Walton Beach before. This is before Fort Walton Beach had coming from Pensacola. That's Navarre there. But, yeah.
I mean, Eddie, can you imagine, and I can because I've been there, on the beach, maybe seven grams mushroom deep, you know? Just fucking, get, you know, just out of my mind on mushrooms. The whole beach is tilted. I'm drinking, smoking weed, and a bear walks up. I might ask that bear if he wants to get fucked up. I might not even think it's real. I might think, you know, like, this bear brought me some acid.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker in a costume. Like, hey, bro, you didn't take drink orders? You know? But yeah, no, man, black bears. They just fucking, black bears kind of do whatever they want to do.
Eddie Weber.
That's racist.
Fuck, I apologize to all our black bear listeners.
But yeah,
we like to, you know, give love to all bears.
We do. We ain't got no white ones down here. You know, all we got black right. bears.
The white bears are all nasty. Out north. And then
brown bears are out west. Yeah.
I mean,
brown bears out west. Just you know.
We need to get these bears together.
No, I mean down here in Pensacola, we got a lot of gay bears, but I don't want to go swimming with them either.
Gonna make me come. Oh my god!
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Anyway. So, what is that?
bro, that was the fire that y'all were talking about last week.
Oh, you
me and my buddy were out on a damn job, and we get a phone call because he lives next to a place that has one of them billboards, like Lamar billboards. And one of his buddies, I guess, actually works on these shits. He calls and says, hey, man, something's on fire in your backyard. We actually thought it was my truck. Now, come to find out, that was the fucking 96 Blazer we had just picked up. Had like fucking 68,000 on it. Yeah. Gorgeous, mint. 90 little six, bro. That bitch burnt to the ground. We had that 50 parked right behind it. Wait, luckily enough.
What caused the fire?
We have not a clue. Fire still ain't figured it out. But we pulled up the exact same time fire trucks were getting there. So,
wait, by now the time this we was got there, in your yard, you something you had picked up on the back of a wrecker?
Not on a wrecker. We had actually bought it and drove it there, back to the damn yard.
The 50.
Oh, yeah. The 50, we bought that, and we've been slowly working on that. But, yeah, that's been street-driven since we bought it. Same with the Blazer, but it sucked. We actually had the 50 parked right behind it that morning before it caught fire. And
it's all right, fellas. Go ahead and leave the car there. That fire is not going to affect it whatsoever. It's far away.
No. In that picture, it's about 25
Mike's
feet
doing
away.
Mike's doing some sound effects.
I know he's trying to fucking heckle. But no, the car is about 25 feet away from it there, so the car was the 50 safe, but hey, it was you know directly what? Behind it.
You ever see a car like that with a big fucking diesel with the pipes coming through the hood?
Oh hell yeah,
yeah,
they're all over Nevada.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say out west, man, that they're real big over there.
Yeah,
it's almost weird too. The further west you go, the more you get into a lot more EPA laws. At the same time, you get into a lot more cats that say, fuck those laws.
Yeah.
Over here,
that's what she said.
We won't make it. obnoxious or whatever. Val West, bro, it's fucking game on. They love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good looking car. I'm glad it was saved from the fire. What else do we have?
Last one, Hollywood. I do not know the context.
Yeah, what's Hollywood?
Bro, that should be the intro for fucking Buckland right there. That's Hollywood, cuz. That's Hollywood for rednecks. Take me out to the fucking river, cuz.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll ask Jeremy about that, for sure. Yeah.
Eddie Weber, I feel retarded.
Listen, Eddie Weber was in an accident, guys. He's not fully recovered. Don't give it, just, you know, go with it.
TBI, I believe they call it.
Brain injuries take time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking into springtime. It's a springtime stiffy, and we couldn't do it without our flower power man. He knows all about that green. Up under the house, up in the roof. He's on the side of the house. He's in a crawl space, okay? It's crawl space.
Yep.
He goes out.
Happy spring, everybody.
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Going out.
Yeah.
That going out is going to be going on a cruise. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Steve, we got one person.
We got one.
Oh. Do you have going out shirts?
I do.
Okay, where can
I have one
support?
And producer Mike has
one. Oh, I want people to be able to buy them from you. Do you have that?
Oh, we'll work on that. I got 18 months.
Okay, yeah, email, he'll set it up. Going out@goingout.com.
Yes, we can do that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And we'll get that set up. You'll get some shirts and we'll get you rolling, going out.
Absolutely. So
now you got your goth going out outfit on tonight. It's very dark.
Yes.
You look like you're going to tell us sad stuff.
No, I don't think we're going to talk about sad stuff. We're going on a cruise, right? That's good. Yeah. We feel better today. We went to a chiropractor. I always thought it was bullshit. I had no idea what I was getting into. They made me fill out all these forms and shit. And then I go in there and she just starts popping shit around. And at the end of the appointment, she says to me, she's like, "Do you want to try a holistic regimen of supplements?"
Yes, I do.
I said, no, I said, I like my shit tested by the FDA, Better Living Through Chemistry. Mm-hmm. At which point she looked me dead in my face and said, sure, you care about what's patented and goes in your body. It says you checked recreational drug use on your form. And I was like, this bitch is going to fucking tell everybody about that. So I got owned by the chiropractor tonight.
Bitch.
Mm.
Fucking HIPAA. Does it mean anything anymore? Fuck.
Right?
Now, what does
I'm gonna make this bitch work on my lungs next time.
What
I think.
Do you go to a chiropractor for? And let's maybe see if we can come up with a better plan.
Dude, my neck is so fucked up. You can say whatever you want. However, it happened. But
there is a person down at the Cable Tavern, Hotel and Tavern there.
717-949-8413 to reserve your VIP table. Yeah. Just let them know Steve Jessup sent you.
They are.
I think I'm going to take a ride over there this summer. We're going to have the summer of George, and we're gonna go out and do a lot of traveling.
What are we smoking?
We are smoking. It's called Sunday Driver. I'm going to go out for a leisurely ride.
Okay.
Someone needs to come up with a strain called FSD. I think that would be a great strain.
What? Going? What the fuck? Shit, tits and dicks.
Oh shit! We lost them.
Well, did he go out? We didn't get a big out. We didn't get a big going out. Son
he
of
totally,
a bitch. That's gotta be a first.
Yeah, he did a... I know. I was so unprepared. That was a quick one. So, Steve, we're going to go. We're going to head up north. We're close to where polar bears live. This is Wheelchair Rick.
AKA second producer when you die. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, hello, producer Darman. Wheelchair Rick.
Yeah, we have a plan here on the Jessup Show podcast. If producer Mike dies, we go to this guy. How are you, second in command?
Well, I'm doing all right, Steve. I actually need to get my fucking computer fixed because this thing is a piece of shit. I'm so sick of fucking technology. But we're working. We're here. We're with you. You can hear me. I can hear you.
Steve, or I'm sorry, Wheelchair Rick, how the hell are you going to get to www.stevejessup.com to buy some really cool merch and stuff? Steve, is there an update of that on how Wheelchair Rick can get to that site with some internet problems?
Well, you know what? Thank God I got a brand new Motorola.
I didn't ask you, Wheelchair Rick. I asked Steve.
Oh, I don't know what you're trying to get me to do, but I wanted to hear what he was going to say.
Fuck me. All right. Well, that didn't work out at all. All right. So, Steve, we'll head back to Wheelchair Rick, who was telling this really great story. And Wheelchair Rick, I'm going to get fired at the end of this episode.
Yeah, probably so, because I feel like maybe producer Mike had too much espresso.
He feels like he's like... He's jumping, man. He's ready to hit these stingers. He's got these shits waiting in the wind.
A lot. Too many. I feel like he is a guy with a new soundboard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you were going to say, I got this brand new phone.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know if you've ever seen these. This is a Motorola Razr touchscreen flip phone.
Oh, yeah. That's a big clock. I need stuff like that.
Yeah. Thing's pretty cool, man.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a bendable smartphone.
And I think producer Mike was trying to maybe get an update. We haven't really said anything, but we are updating stevejessup.com. So, the store is still wide open. You can go ahead and shop it up.
So, just want to thank you for ruining my bit.
Okay, what was your bit?
I think it was pretty self-explanatory at this point. I was trying to give you a... I was trying to tee it up for you, Steve.
I really think that would have worked a lot better if you knew how to transition into them a little better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, producer Rick, you can probably get together after hours with producer Mike and just give him some
tips. Yeah, I think we're going to workshop it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, have a nice little workshop.
Dig it in. Deep. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, probably that on the top of the list, you know, stuff like that. If you could put all those things that he's doing now on the don't do list.
Yep. He's learning. I mean, it's a step-by-step process. He's doing okay, though. I mean, it's only been, what, 5 years?
I mean, like...
Feels like it.
Producer Rick, if you told me, like, I'm gonna get some new sound equipment and it's gonna blow your mind, I would believe you because you know how to do sound equipment and you're, like, smart and stuff. But, you know, like when producer Mike was like, I'm going to get a soundboard, I was like, no fucking way that's ever going to happen. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing on the show. He probably doesn't even know how to order on Amazon. I mean, there's no way this is ever going to happen. And then he shows up with all these motherfucking sounds and proves me wrong. And,
You know, I got to say this, boys. It's like an orchestra or like a band. You know what I mean? Both of you guys got soundboards. If you play them just right and you fucking, you know what I mean? You're able to you know, weave with the wobbles and get in, you know what I mean? Zigzag.
Yeah, but I don't think producer Mike understands the art of a soundboard.
It is. It's like an instrument. You got to learn how to play that son of a bitch. You know what I mean? Right,
yeah,
at the right moment.
You can't just bang on it in random times when it doesn't match up with anything.
Also, yeah, someone should show up to the production meetings when we do all the practice and the run throughs. That would help.
I mean,
too.
But producer Rick is holding those in tutorial meetings now, and you haven't been showing up to those. So I feel like, you know, I don't want to go, and producer Rick does. So,
yeah, the first step in our meetings of Soundboard USA is you got to get one of these.
He's stupid. He's stupid.
Producer Mike pick his favorite three.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that'll work.
And maybe just limit him down to, you know, maybe two.
I tell you what. How about I just delete the whole thing? Because it's one less thing I have to worry about.
Oh, hey, I don't know if you knew this.
Sounds fired up.
Maybe we can cool him off a little bit. Do you remember
like,
AI?
If he's like frustrated about doing it, why do you think he's doing it so much?
Because I care about the show. Shit. Isn't
yeah,
that
I think he just
obvious?
Really cares a lot. He's one of those guys, when he meets a girl, he just smothers her with love because he cares so much, and then she's just
right?
Like, eh.
I'm going to hug it and pet it and love it and squeeze it.
Yeah, I mean, as a fellow producer, would you say that was good, well placed, or no?
That was not bad. That was not bad.
That last sound worked. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That was pretty much, you know, what you want to look for in a live, button pressing soundboard podcast. Now, I do got to say, Steve.
I don't know. Jesus.
We found some more AI bitches if you want to hear about them.
Yes. Now, this is another favorite, segment. Weren't we going to get a thing for this?
You know, I was late to the game on that one, but Wheelchair Rick has stepped up to the plate. You know, he stepped up to the plate.
I'm not sure what you want to call it, but I'll let you go ahead and intro it.
Are these more sex novels?
I mean, it's all over the fucking place, dude. You can't keep these fucking AI bitches in line.
I tell you what, Wheelchair Rick, if you just give us just a little intro to it, like maybe what the prompt was, that would be cool.
Okay,
well, not the full prompt, but just to summarize the prompt.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to
turn the music down a little bit there, Steve. It's just a little bit. Yeah, there you go. A little bit.
Okay, so this one I pretty much typed in, and I'm locked out of this app now. I can no longer go back in this app unless I pay $10 a month, fucking assholes.
Oh, shit.
I typed in, woman meets Steve at a party and falls in love.
That happens.
Yeah. So that's what we started out with. You want to hear how it goes?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard how it goes, but you guys should probably.
Apparently you have, bro. She knows you. Dude, these fucking AI people know you, bro.
I've just never written it down for you guys, and I get high and fucked up, so I forget a lot of the stories. So, I mean, I've lived it. You know, it is me. But yeah, you guys should hear. Check it out. Go ahead. Give it a rip.
All right, here we go. This is, the first one. So meet Steve at a party.
Happens all the time.
Come on, play, you dirty bitch. It's loading. Still loading.
He said load.
I met Steve at a party back in 1998.
Yeah.
He was in a band called Finger Smellers. And he played the triangle. He was quite bad at it, but thought he was handsome, so I let him take me back to the motel. It struck me as odd when he pulled out a collection of tiny Hot Wheels cars from his bag. What are those for?
Oh!
I asked. Bend over and let me show you, he smirked. That was a fun night. Would mind hanging out again. Next time I'll bring the track.
Oh, she gonna bring a track.
Yeah.
Damn.
Holy shit. Keith, we know. Shove them in their ass. I've talked about it right here on the program.
5'9" knows how that freaking works. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's met her before.
Yeah. He's gonna tell us who that chick's name
conversation,
is.
Conversation, and I appreciate you putting that together because sometimes
wheelchair Rick. Well done, sir. Well done.
Exactly what
Thank
they
you.
Say, or how fucking British they are. I was Steve Jessup, and then you know she played fingers smelly, and then rum bum, and
yep. That's how it goes, man. It's fucking foreign gals come over here, and Steve just got that charm.
Oh, it's
on,
like that Bonnie Blue now. Have you seen her, Rick?
Bonnie Blue, huh?
Yeah, producer Mike, can you bring up a picture of Bonnie Blue?
Bonnie Blue, yes, sir. I'm not familiar, so I'm...
Oh, my God. How can you guys not know about the fucking thousand dick hero? The lady who took 1,000...
Oh, okay. No. I'll tell you how to say.
Yeah. Let's look at her.
Yep. She's a professional.
1,000 penises. In what, like 24 hours or something like that?
1,000 cocks in 24 hours.
Yeah, that's correct. Lots of dicks.
Lots
now,
of dicks.
Would you get in there now knowing that, Rick? Why
nope.
not?
I mean, technically I can't feel it, but it's like, I don't know, yeah, you'd fall in, bro. It's just like, there's what
words
are there?
Think
there's
you'd
nothing.
Fall in. I mean, a pussy puts a kid through it and then snaps back for that.
Yeah, but 1,000 dicks, though, dude?
Yeah.
1,000 dicks?
Yeah.
That's a lot of dicks.
But what about this? Why you? Maybe you're thinking of the wrong analogies. Rick, maybe you need to think of like a rough rock. You know how you tumble rocks?
Oh, that's terrible. Okay. Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like,
now,
you
maybe,
know how you
maybe
tumble rocks?
Maybe if I didn't have any recollection of the dicks, okay, and I just seen her, and I was like,
I'm thinking
okay.
All those dicks smoothed it out, is what I'm saying. Smooth that pussy right out, and it's probably
polished
like
it right on out like a shiny stone.
That's what I'm saying. All them dicks in there, just swishy swishing. It's like, you know, it's like running 400 sandpaper, 500, 600. Look at that mouth. She wants a fucking mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Go back
to that one, producer Mike,
with
her on the bed. That was a good one.
My mouth with whatever comes out. You got it.
Yeah, that I don't think that was her. I is that her? I don't think that's her.
Okay, well, I mean, even
yeah,
still, give her one too. Shit, give them all one.
All right, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's her right there. That's her. That's her girlfriend shot. That's like, you know, like bring her out to the country club. To meet your
friend.
Oh, friends.
Yeah, bro. You're telling me that girl walks up to you at a fucking party or something. It's like, hey, what's up? You ain't going to fucking talk to her. And
exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying, Rick. You don't know. And then, like.
You're going to touch a titty.
If she comes up and gives you that kind of attention, you're going to be like, I don't really care about the 1,000 right now because
no.
I'm going to get a shot at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, I'm half hard.
If I was a
right
single
now,
Gentile man and I didn't have anybody else at home waiting for
break.
Me, I might beef and cheddar that motherfucker right on up too. Put some nacho cheese on that son of a bitch. Throw some cheese on those lips.
Now, producer Mike, do we know if the 1,000 movie is out yet?
It's a fucking movie.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh shit.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah, she did this. Damn. I think she did this about 6 months ago.
She's gonna make some money.
I mean, like that's what he's saying, producer Rick. 6 months ago, her vagina is fully recovered.
Hey, before we move on, I just got a couple more of these to share with you, real quick.
Couple more, dude. You could play this for the next 20 minutes if you want.
No, I just got this because this shit's hilarious. You got to hear this.
Okay, yeah, let's do one of these.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Always.
This is pretty much like, how did you meet Steve Jessup? And then here you go. Come on. Load it up.
I'll never forget the day I met that drunken, drooling fool.
Yeah.
He was on a lawnmower hauling a bunch of beer kegs down the road.
I'm going to think about
like he didn't have a care in the world. Mm. When he stopped in front of my house and asked where my daddy was, I about shrieked. But then he said he would get me wasted if I went with him. So I figured, why not? He still owes me $17,453 in child support.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
You know no. What? Nope. Do not. Don't know nothing.
I don't like her attitude, first off.
Oh, that is so good.
She's spicy, bro. You must have pissed her right the fuck off.
Now, Rick.
Oh, that's great.
We're sitting over here talking about old BB, Bonnie Blue, taking 1,000 dicks.
Yep.
And all these judgments and everything. If I offered you 1,000 vaginas back to back,
there at like 6 o'clock, and then I feel like by the time I
how would you feel?
1,000 vaginas back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And what? What? You didn't finish that.
I mean, would you be in? And also, you got to think about it. She wasn't picky about the dicks, as far as I know. She didn't say like 1,000. Tens, like, I saw photos and there's some fucking twos in line. So, like, if I said 1,000 vaginas, they're not going to be all ace of spades. You're going to get some fucking two of clubs.
Think about it, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. My boy's over here talking about it, too. Come here. Tell him about it. Tell him about it. He said, how many dudes busted inside that, bro? You're literally fucking with, like...
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question because... To make the record happen, they only had about 45 seconds, I think.
Yeah, that's no.
But some dudes can bust in 45. Well, let's try it right now. Let's see who can jack off in 45 seconds.
No, but they're all lined up. That means they have to be jerked. That means you got a line of dudes just jerking off.
Yeah, just right? A line of dudes jerking.
Yeah,
like,
see,
how you stand
now producer Mike,
I gotta get ready.
Producer Mike is introducing strategy to your question, whereby like, if I only have 45 seconds,
it is strategy
because you're saying if you're in line and you only have 45 seconds, you want to bust in 45, so you got to get yourself ready. Like to where you're edging the whole time in line.
Yeah, you're full blown beating off and edging right behind some dude's ass, waiting your turn in line.
Yeah, like, it's like getting on a ride at Disneyland, but you're edging.
Nah, not for me. I can't get past 1,000 dicks in the roast beef sandwich.
Listen, like for fun at Disney or next time you're at a theme park, you ought to go, hey, everybody, let's edge.
That's fucking great. You guys want to edge? You guys trying to edge right now?
Yeah, let's edge just for that time that I was with Bonnie B. Yeah, no, it's a great question. And what do you think the number is? I don't know how we would ever know. She knows.
Going north to Canada.
But out of 1,000, how many pulled off the bust? How many busted the nut?
Keith Hill is calling us from Canada, Steve.
That's a good question. Think about the ball cheese. Oh, dude, I don't want to hear about it. Stop talking about it. He's over here talking about ball cheese and fucking nasty-ass scrotum fucking
No, they wiped it. They put some dude wipes on it. Don't tell him about dude wipes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on the internet. It's, we can do this. With modern technology, we can bring Canada and the United States together, like the 50 and 51st states. Ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers, my brother in Canada.
Hello, everybody.
5'9", America's latest hero.
Yes, we did have a construction one morning at the trailer. We had a little Bonnie Blue chat. We talked about it. We did some math on that. We figured out 40 seconds a person.
Right.
And apparently, wasn't she on a Lazy Susan, like laying out, and they just spun her, like, everybody's in a big circle.
Yeah.
And they just spun her around. It's like, this guy's ready over here, he would do it, and then they'd spin around. This guy over here, he's ready.
But Keith, I mean, if you could pull off the nut bust in the 40 seconds, you're a hero, right?
Whatever. I guess that's what you're there for, right? You're there to fucking pound her till you.
I mean, I don't want to, like, I mean, the worst case scenario would be some reason you can't get it up because of the pressure.
And so you got like a
soft, mushy one when her fucking hips get spun around to you.
Nah, you gotta make it worth your while.
And yeah, and then you just fucking mash that thing in there like mashed potatoes because you're like, I gotta take my shot at BB.
Oh yeah, eat it. That's all.
I'm thinking, it would be ideal to have that thing ready, pumped, ready to go. And then right when you get going, you're like maybe 10 pumps in, like one, you know, maybe five, not even 5 seconds.
Yeah. I just look at my watch and do my 40 seconds.
Yeah. And then the last part is like, you get to talk for a minute. You bust one hot one and then you're like, oh my God, Bonnie, that was great. I'm so glad I got the jizz inside of your vagina.
Thanks for the date.
And then that's going to slow down process for her record because they got to get in there and hose that fucking semen out. Or do they just let it ride? Do you know?
So let's do some more math on that. Okay, you got about what do you say? About a half an ounce of jizz per guy?
Yeah, right? But not everybody's going to pull off the jizz. A lot of people are going to be nervous. A lot of...
But times 1,000, I mean, that's like 2 gallons at the end of the deal.
Yeah, but I don't think everybody's pulling it off. I think like
one in every
2 in 100 are pulling off the jizz.
Now, does every guy got a condom on? I think they do. So they just walk away with their own jizz.
State law requires me to not wear one. So.
But could you imagine that garbage can at the end of that deal? A thousand used fucking sack of babies in there. Oh my God. That'd be crazy.
I'm excited.
That'd be like a bucket full.
Have you heard? There's a little secret going around.
Yeah, we're going on a cruise, eh?
Yeah. We felt bad about Vegas, and we now have a Jessup Show podcast travel agent. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm probably gonna go. You know, I'm probably gonna. Money's not an issue with me. I'm just. I hope Lando goes. I hope Lando goes, and I hope a couple other guys go. I hope more regulars just go with me. Hope Eddie goes. That'd be fun.
The thing on this one is it's going to be easy to get in and easy to knock it out because it's a year and a half away. So just little couch pennies here and there every month. Squeeze off a little. And you'll have it covered by the time it gets here.
This stuff is so good.
And then we're going to do it together again. We've done it already, the cruise.
It was fun the first time. I can't wait to do it again.
It's time to do it again.
Bucks.
I can't wait to fucking hang out with you. 2026
will be here like that. And we know how time flies when you're old. As a matter of fact, springtime. Now, Canada, you guys get like, what, a month of good weather up there? It's probably still freezing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was snowing today.
Fuck that.
But we don't have no snow, but it was snowing today.
No, we're getting warm out here. We got all the springtime shit is happening. We're spraying for bugs. We're spraying for goddamn weeds.
No, they're still fucking dormant right now.
Yeah, getting out there.
It's going to be nice soon. That's all right.
Grass.
It's
going to be snowing
soon. I'm in no rush for it. I'm in no rush for it to come. It you know, it's nice enough.
How can you not be in a rush? I want summer to start right now.
Well, I mean, you just got to go. Yeah.
Let's skip spring. But I think we kind of are down here in the South. It's really nice.
I think we'll buy a house down in Florida. for a few months.
What, are you going to Florida?
I'm thinking about buying a little shack down there somewhere.
Oh my God, are you going to be neighbors with Eddie Weber?
I don't know, probably. I don't want to go to South Florida. I want to stay in North Florida where the normal people are.
Yeah, Eddie's not right in the head anymore.
Yeah, well, neither am I, so it's all right. I've had a few concussions myself, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be retiring soon, Eddie, so.
5'9" Keys wants to be where the normal people are.
Yeah, Northport. South Carolina, North Florida. Louisiana.
You know what you're trying to say about Eddie Weber and Georgia. The tribe? The tribe of Weber, but it feels like you're saying something.
No, I don't know. I'm considering moving down there, like, for a winter house.
Yeah, when will you go down? What will be the time frame?
Probably like November to May.
So you'd be there right now, the beach.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah, producer Mike wants to go in on you with this investment. He's got his hand up.
Oh no, I was just saying, I love. I used to live in Florida. I love Florida. I did not necessarily move out of Florida because of how awesome it is. They just didn't have like legal weed. That was it.
Oh yeah, the weed thing. I forgot about that. Fuck Florida. Yeah. I'm not moving there.
So right. So move to Vegas. Like Las Vegas.
But I mean, aren't we all going to be legal soon? Could you ask Grok how long it'll be before we're legal 50 states wide?
So do a projection, in other words?
Ask like when it's going to happen, because they know.
You got it. All right. You got it.
The AIs, they know everything now. They didn't know if we knew that, Keith. They know the future.
That's why I don't understand why they didn't do the same as in Canada. Because in Canada, it's great from every province. It's the same laws for weed and breakthrough, right? So I don't understand why they just wouldn't have it in the States. It'd just make it easy on everybody.
Why not? Yeah, and I mean, when you guys become the 51st state, we'll probably go ahead and make you guys legal.
We are legal from
every province. Okay, then we'll go ahead and make us legal. So whatever, it's going to work out good for both of us.
We have the same laws in every province. It's all legal here.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. And we need legal universal health care here. And you guys need more money. You guys are really struggling.
Either our health care. You wait for a long fucking time to get fixed in this country.
Okay, forget that. We don't want that.
It's pretty much free, but you still got to wait a long time to get fixed.
Now, what happens if you're bleeding out?
They'll try to save you.
Okay. Producer Mike, has the future been predicted?
Yeah, this is going to just take a minute. So you keep. I'm going to interrupt your conversation.
Deep thinking.
I'm doing the deep thinking. I'm actually still writing the prompt out so we get an effective answer. We don't want to fuck around with this. This is an important.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have started doing this, but you don't have to worry about the future anymore. You can just ask AI.
I recommend one thing for our crews. Is we go back to Coca K.
We gotta do the Royal Caribbean because
we gotta go to Coca Cay. That was a fun stop. That was my favorite stop. Oh. Didn't you have fun there? I had fun there that day. I got wrecked.
I got ham sliced. That's why I want to go on a cruise again
You got that close to Crawl Face's face.
Oh, I got right? Yeah.
You got that close to his dirty diaper on his face.
I got Crawl Faced.
I thought kissing. I mean, real close.
You do that when you're on the islands. If you do stuff on the islands, it's not gay.
And Mike got photos of me doing fucking crazy shit.
Yeah. Dancing, you did some island stuff too. You had the island dancers on you.
I'm blaming on the Bahama Mamas. I had like 17 that day.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was fucking cooked.
That's what I love about it. You, nobody has to worry about what to be responsible for any kind of driving or anywhere to go. It's just a straight 24/7 fuckery, you know?
That was good food and it was good drinks. And I had a fucking blast.
Yeah, we talked about it with Ashley and we all agreed it was the best idea we had been talking about in the past, and she thought she was the one to make it happen. So we're going to have the official rollout next week. Links, where to sign up. It's locked in. Halloween 2026.
I can't wait. It'll be fun.
Steve, I have some information for you.
Yeah.
I called Grok Gork, but he still answered my question, or it, I guess. I don't know. Based on recent trends, current state plans, and federal implications, on what date will cannabis be legal recreationally in all 50 U.S. states? I can read through a lot of shit, Steve, or I can go right to the end of this and tell you the date that he thinks it's going to happen.
Let's do it.
Scrolling down to the end, we see that Grok believes that in all 50 states, it'll be legal on July the 4th, 2035.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what am I going to be, 85?
35. Oh, yeah, I'll figure that out. I'll figure that out as well.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Dan Crew.
Anyway. 5'9" Keith, everybody.
5'9". Good to see you. Canada in the house. Oh, my gosh.
Steve, we're going to the... Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All of our favorite regulars are checking in, producer
Wonderful
Mike.
Weather. Louisiana. This is the Tent Gang.
Yeah, the Tent Gang. They came out of their bop house to join us.
Cheers, everyone. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah. Hot damn. Look at that. Is that where it goes down? Handcuffs?
Hey, we got just handcuffs, man. Uh-uh. Oh, look. I get it to where there's no running away. I got late. I got another pair of cuffs to wear. That and some chains.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement on those. Those are far apart.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
A cop would never hook you up with that much chain in the middle.
Yeah, but the way I do it, whenever I get the ankles down there, Steve.
Yeah.
And I come with these right here. The person's gonna bend over, and I'm gonna hook them.
Yes. Through.
This is the candidate for the 1,000 pussy record.
So you would try and do 1,000 VJs?
Why not? Why not?
Has anybody tried to do that since Bonnie Blue came out? Has anybody had 1,000 vagina sits?
But I'm gonna need a pit stop, you know.
How can you keep it hard for 1,000 VJs?
There's a way. There's a way. If I die, I die happy.
I mean, would you have to do a bunch of cocaine?
I don't think that helps.
No, I mean, but it keeps you from blowing, but then you have a hard one, right?
Usually,
that hasn't been my experience.
Producer Mike said when he did cocaine, it didn't work like that for him.
There was a period where I indulged, but and I could not perform on that shit.
No. A little bit of MDMA. Hey,
there you go. That's ecstasy, right?
But then
ecstasy,
won't you bust?
No, that's whatever. A problem there, man.
Oh, shit.
Get me a 10-pack.
Producer Mike. Ask if anybody has matched Bonnie Blue's record on the male side. If a male has had 1,000 women.
Yeah.
And we're talking about like real women either, too, not like chicks with dicks.
Well, yeah, man. Women, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, regular.
Yes.
Old time. Like when that used to be just with the J and T's. Tits and vagina.
No hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
Nope.
20 to 80 blind, cripple, crazy.
You could do that. 20 to 80 blind, cripple, crazy. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Any love too, goddamn. It's a pussy, man.
Anybody got pussy, coral?
Just vaginas. That's all you need. That's all you need to get in on this.
Yes,
maybe we could do this on the cruise in 2026. It gives us a year and a half to plot and plan 1,000 vaginas at sea, because probably you have to do something like this in open water for the legalities.
Yeah, I got to get out there where we ain't going to be bothered with the law.
I'm hoping it leaves out of New Orleans, because if so, we just have to cancel our Cashada Halloween costume contest.
That's what's going to be cool. Fucking Halloween. And man,
that's our
going to have Michael Myers with a pumpkin head.
Okay, what do you guys, what is that costume contest? What is the prize?
$5,000.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and that's hard to beat.
Have
you guys ever won the $5,000?
No.
No.
Okay, we won. Yeah, probably just give up on that and come cruising with us.
We have won. We won 9th and 10th place, which was $100. So we had 100 free
plays. Okay, well, if you come on the cruise, we'll have a costume competition where the grand prize is $100.
All right. That sounds good. I ain't gonna...
Somebody's going to win $100 on Halloween night.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's reservation to reserve your spot.
And if we
can do payments of $50 every month,
and we're going to be there. We're going to get this. We're going to get this.
See? For this mic, I'm so excited. I wish Ashley was here. What do we look up? What is it?
Steve, we went ahead and looked to see if there were any male.
Any male Bonnie Blues.
Yeah. So I asked, hi, Grok, don't judge. I work for a weird podcast, and this is a question from Steve Jessup. Has a male ever tried the feat Bonnie Blue tried, you know, with the sex and stuff? All right. So I'm going to go right to the end.
Oh, my
and
God.
It says,
producer Mike, why do you have to be such a bitch even when you're talking to AI?
Because I don't want Grok to disrespect me. During the week, I talk to Grok, and I don't want, like...
You fucking cocksucker. Hey, is anybody...
Grok. You mean cock.
Anyway, so there's not been a male attempt. It says...
Here we go. Go ahead.
No male attempt. Could be a mix of things. Social dynamics may play a part. Men pursuing this kind of stunt may face... different scrutiny or less hype than a woman in blues.
Not if Robert did it, because he said half blind, crazy, 80.
Matters as long as it's pussy.
Yeah, 20 to 80, blind, cripple, crazy.
Cripple.
Hey, man, give
spectrum.
Me... I want the ones that you can stack on top of each other, too. The ones that come by yay high.
Here's how we do it. You know, like... Robert, we'll go Middleton around the world, like we'll group up all the blacks together and all the Asians together and all the the small people together, and we'll do all the autistic people together. So like you'll just have 25 autistics back to back.
Mike, they need love too.
Hey, it'll be a jambalaya of people. How about that?
Exactly, but we'll stack them up all in order, so we'll be like, you know, okay, get ready. Here come 42 China women.
Hell yeah. That's
racist. All right, rotate the bed. Here come the sideways vaginas.
I love it. You would love it, too. Yeah.
Robert, when are you going to do this?
Man, Man, when I'm going to do it, I would love to do it. Well, let's set that shit the fuck up. How's it going, Adam?
Adam, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody's checking in. We're hot.
What's going on, man? How we been?
Listen, before we cut away from the Tent Gang, so good to see you guys back on the broadcast. Are you still up and running? Should we promote anything? Is there anything that we need to get out so people can know about y'all?
No, we keep that pretty much, you know, concealed because of other reasons. Because nice. I have a lot of family that watches this show, and I don't want my baby, okay?
Ooh. But I am I'm hairless, and I'm well tanned all over.
Okay. Code word, search it up. Good to see the Tent Gang. Good to see the Tent Gang. Now we're going to
Steve,
Florida.
Florida now. This is the Trippy Hippie Adam.
Adam, how we doing?
What's
going
happening?
On, man? Yeah. Hey, what's going on with you?
Adam, you need to go on this fucking cruise, dude.
Why?
Because I need to meet your fucking ass.
We're going
to
get fucking tilted for a weekend straight.
I'm down.
And Adam, I'll get you that free t-shirt you always wanted. I swear to God.
Ooh,
I'll get you
a free t-shirt. It's got to say I got shit to do.
We just announced the costume contest.
Ooh, I'll go costume as me. Contest. I'll be the funniest looking one there.
Yeah, $100 on the line, and maybe more if we get a little closer. But we're starting with 100 because the Tent Gang normally does a costume contest.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah. So we're gonna just keep things normal, and we're doing a costume contest on Halloween, and yeah. We're going to do, okay, maybe you go as Kiss. That's freaking me out.
I'm down, man. I'll be Kiss, Gene Simmons.
Now, you just reminded me of a guy who likes to roll joints, and then at the end he does all that kind of like fucking tongue. Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, I'll also remind
that's
you of a guy that knows
way
that
to get me to know. You know, just a footnote for anybody who's thinking about going on the cruise. When we get in the smoking circle, if you want me to smoke, don't fucking tongue fuck the joint. That's all I'm saying. Don't do it.
So what's new in the hood with you, man? Everything good?
I got high. I got high.
I see you.
You're not like this.
Oh my God! Yeah. I just getting too high. You know, you ever get too high?
Never.
What?
I've actually smoked myself sober a couple times. Only a couple times. And that is rare.
You go round. You go all the way around the full circle until you come back to sober again?
Around the world, around the world. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And Mike, I got a comment, man.
I'd probably blame the weed if I smoked myself back to sober again.
Yeah, but I gotta make a comment on what producer Mike said. He said he dabbled in the booger sugar a few times and he couldn't perform.
Yeah,
man, you weren't having good shit then, man.
Yeah,
I've never had
probably anything. Not. Oh yeah. Oh please, dude. I was living in Connecticut. Can you imagine?
Maybe he had a fat girlfriend.
I mean, the fat girlfriends are where you get the good shit. I don't care what anybody says.
I know, but I mean, maybe
big girlfriend
you're
loves too.
Maybe you're blaming it on the coke, and he's saying you should had a hard on, but it really was never the coke's fault. It was always just a big fat mess, and I couldn't get it up whether I was on the coke or not.
Well, listen, man, if you put yourself in that situation, you should have been ready to go full mast anyway.
Oh.
Okay.
How do you get
through? You put yourself in that situation.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes you just need to get it in something, and then once you're there, you regret it.
It's 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. It's last call. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. You got that last thing sitting at the bar sometimes. Yeah. You got to roll with it,
your vagina feels the same. But how do you get through in those moments whenever you got one that you're like regretting, whether it be size or face or smell or whatever the situation is? How do you power through and keep a rod? Because if you start thinking about the thing that's upsetting you, the smell, the face or the fat or whatever it is, your rod will
go down. You want the secret? You want the secret?
Yeah, I do.
She's got a great personality, bro. Okay. You went there for a reason. You brought her home for a reason. She had a great personality, bro. Oh,
okay. Adam.
She's stupid.
I'm not talking to him. I mean, we're fucked up. Her personality is irrelevant at this point.
Hey, man, you were able to talk to her with a full-blown conversation. No. You brought her home for a reason. It was either to cry or have another beer or to go ahead and nap. So you fucking cry while you're tapping, or tap and cry later. Do your thing, Doc.
Adam, I just wanted to get inside something hot and warm, and Arby's is closed, okay?
Well, you got to go somewhere else that has to meet. So you're answering your own question here. I don't know what you want from me, dude. Had a great personality, and it had the meats.
Okay.
Bada boom, bada bang.
You were in your 20s. In your 20s.
Weren't you in a band called We Have the Meats?
Is Eddie Weber still around?
Yeah, he's still around.
Let's bring in another Florida representation, because I feel like, Just depends on what part of Florida you're talking to. Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie, get up.
Eddie, wake up. Take your meds.
What's going on?
Hey, if you got a girl that is not your total package, maybe she's got a face that's off or a smell or maybe a weight situation, but you still want to bust one without losing that rod. How do you power through? Because me and Adam are trying to figure out what you got to do. He thinks it's the personality that's going to get you off. I'm thinking maybe you have some tricks. Do you think about other people? Do you?
To be honest, yeah, I feel like you have to dig down in the back pocket. You know what I mean? Either pull out something weird or think about something otherwise.
Do you stick a pinky in your own butt and imagine it's somebody else, like you're in a threesome?
No, I can't say I ever did that, but I mean, I got big ass fingers, so when I try to put a finger in someone's butt, they usually get
upset.
Just
something to get you through. What about, like, maybe sometimes I've heard a guy will say if you catch a bitch at the right angle, even if she's ugly, you can make her look good. Like, turn the lights down low and twist her face a little bit.
Turn the lights off, man. There you go.
Turn the lights off is another trick. Now, if you turn the lights off, you can imagine whoever you're fucking whoever you want.
Yeah, everybody's beautiful in the dark. But personally, I don't think I've really ever had those problems. I've been with the most gorgeous woman for,
Yeah, so is lights off, Adam? Is that universal for I regret this?
I mean, that's universal for no regrets, man. How can you regret it if you don't see it? Mm.
No, I feel like if you take 1,000 dicks, at some point you're gonna regret it.
Yeah,
man. Listen, if you choose to take at how many is 1,000? Okay, at what point? Okay, let's be real now. Is 1,000 too much, or at what point is too much now?
Well,
is it 1,000, or is that the limit?
Right. Well, somebody's probably gonna beat that.
Say you got 7 fucking. 700 goddamn 5-inch dicks and whatnot.
Right.
How long does that put together? That bitch is probably
I heard a wise man once say, if you put 3 inches in 3 times, it adds up to 9 inches. I don't care who you are, bro. That is some genius fucking math.
I mean, well, Adam, yeah, good
that's
point.
Fucking sport of math, I get you. But,
good point. Yeah, but I mean, Eddie Weber wants to know, if you stack the dicks end to end, is it going to be as long as the Eiffel Tower? That's all he's saying.
Well, I mean, you got to at least, hey, if you want to, I mean, ask a DOC officer. They're used to
saying that. You have to take a break in the middle of walking the length of the dicks that your wife has taken.
But would you be walking on the, but think about it, though. In order to go ahead and stretch, you got to, one, have all them dudes hard as fuck. You got to stack them up shaft to ball. So technically, it'd be a little gay. So they'd be like, dude on top of dude on top of
I don't know what the fuck they be doing. I feel like this happened in fucking Havana, Cuba. All right, so yeah. they fishing, cuz.
How do we know it didn't happen in Canada? They're more French than I am. What the fuck?
Oh my god!
We are now.
Who is this? They got Trudeau.
Okay, well, thank you, Eddie Weber.
I love you, Keith.
Question.
I'm sorry.
Do we have Jeremy Buckland and the Colonel? Let's bring those guys in. Thank you, Adam. Good to see Adam. Adam Devine, everybody.
Steve, we're joined by William from Sicko Entertainment. We're joined by Jeremy Buckland from the Commonwealth of Virginia. And, of course, the Colonel. And I thought we could get their intake on all this dick talk.
Well, sure, it's the springtime stiffy is what it is.
Well, the springtime stiffy faux show.
It makes me uncomfortable. I'm shocked and gross, but you made me talk like that.
Colonel, you're uncomfortable?
Welcome to my wacky, wonderful, wild world that you guys are. I'm so grateful for all of you all, guys. You guys are half my life, really, honestly, and all y'all
are
brothers
and
sisters.
Here, because you missed a couple
Welcome
shows.
Welcome for all the dicks.
And yeah, you were supposed to be here, and then producer Mike said you passed out.
I got Gabby Dabby'd. Gabby Pitton fucking stuck. They make me mad, so I didn't want to go on the show and actually say shit that, you know, would actually, you know, be real. So I was just
That's
like,
great content, Colonel. I would ask you to reconsider that next time you have those thoughts. I need you to call in when you feel.
Well, the Colonel's got some ideas going forward.
Colonel does.
I'm not yet really. I'm constructing it in my head. I'm writing down shit and I'm planning. We got some good shit coming up. And I also want to take a spotlight. This week, I really wanted to buy the record player like my mom had, and with the color, and they didn't have it. So I went to JCPenney's, and shout out to Patrick Humphrey. You are an amazing person, and he got this shit. It was supposed to be a week. He got it fucking here, like in 3 days. So I've been listening to my records, and that's honestly great. And it's been a really good week, except for the fact that some people like to talk shit about the fucking Colonel, and I don't really appreciate it much. And for that one person, if you are watching this, you can honestly go fuck a roll bag of fuck-offs, is what I have to say to you.
Steve, we need to go to the Colonel first, I think, now. We need to start considering going right to the Colonel to lead
off.
Let's
go to the Colonel right now, full screen. We'll come back to Buckland and Sicko Entertainment.
All right. You got it.
The Colonel's got something to say.
He does.
And now, what is a bag of fucks?
Royal fucks. That one royal fuck is a dick fuck. So we're talking deep penetration down in the fucking gutter, going into your fucking system, just fucking railing it, where you can see it in the fucking stomach, where you just go deep in that fucking asshole, and you just fucking rail it out.
Yeah, he knows.
But by the way, I do want to thank you, PM, for grabbing this for me. I lost my original one. Thank you for grabbing it and giving it to me. I am smoking White Widow, and I grabbed a six pack because Steve,
a lot of info.
You know, you and I live 2 hours from each other, so when it rains here, it basically rains there. We had a shit ton of fucking storms. My backyard is fucking flooded. How about Fort Jessup? How's that going?
Here at Fort Jessup, we had a flood. It's been dried up.
Yeah.
Flood and dried up.
It's currently there. It's currently there. There's a new store in Brookport, Illinois that opened up. If anyone's watching at the old Pat's Market, I grabbed a six pack and I saved the last one because I only drink one a day. I saved this one for the last. So we're going to do a cheers to everybody.
Honest to God,
I love everybody. I love you. I really love you.
I love
you. No matter what, skits and bits, I love you.
And you already love us. Is it is it above 5%?
Yes.
Okay, because if you're going to drink one a week, you should probably drink like a full leaded beer.
Well, you know, it's I like to save it now. You know, I guzzled Vati too damn much. I guzzled some Jack Daniels way too much. I can drink Jack like water. I mean, you know, it's delicious. It's delicious. I mean, it really is. That and the place in Clarksville, Steve. Smokey. Is that in Clarksville or is it Smokey? Okay. Old Smokey come very close.
What Smokey's?
The moonshine, man.
Old Smokey's moonshine.
You had the cherry.
I think they make that in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, it's in Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a Tennessee product, though. That is a good shout out to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you go to the. pardon me.
Oh, get it up. Producer Mike, let's get Buckland and those guys back in here to join me and the Colonel now that we've worked it out. Buckland.
What's up, Steve?
What's up with you?
Drinking some cold beer. Happy Friday.
We're joined alongside of you.
Beautiful marijuana.
Beautiful marijuana. SickoEntertainment.com.
Yeah, some go. Shout out to Hein Go or some shit like that in fucking Detroit.
Yeah. Now, you know, Buckland, he grows his own.
Do you? I'd like to see your setup sometime.
Oh, my God. He's put out so many photos here on the show. His trees turn into fucking
monsters. Let me see if I can find one. I'm going to see if I can find one. I bet you I got one there.
Come on, Steve. I'm a narcissist. The only time I watch is when I'm involved.
Now, Buckland, is this about the time of the year you start getting them down in the ground? Are they already in? What are you doing?
My seeds arrive tomorrow. So, yeah, we're getting ready to start popping some seeds out of the ground tomorrow.
And you'll just put them out in full sunlight, huh?
No, not this time of year. Still too damn cold. Snow hit today a little bit there on the way home from work, but we got to pop them out of the ground till we do around the 15th to 20th of May when we put them in the ground, the plants.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done anything like that? You're in Ohio, right, Sicko? Uh-oh, we lost his
audio. I'm sorry. Yeah, I lost. I'm apologizing. I muted him.
It's not your fault. I hit mute because somebody keeps walking back and forth. Like, fuck. No, I'm just playing. No, I got seeds sitting right here getting ready to. Oh,
okay. Oh. Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Put your shit in the ground. Springtime. Oh, Steffi. Morning wood. Look at how big that is. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's his lady standing next to the thing.
That's some shit Ricky would. Ricky from Trailer Park Boys, that's some shit he'd grow.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
is that in a pot?
That's one of the proudest plants I've ever grown.
Is it in a pot, Buckland?
That's beautiful. No, that's straight in my garden, man.
Right in the ground, okay.
Did you do anything to the soil surrounding that plant?
Yeah, what did you
plant?
Do to the soil, exactly? Because I haven't had a lot of success with right in the ground. And then how do you keep the fucking deer out of that thing?
You got to put a fucking big-ass fucking fence around that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Okay, so you put a chicken wire around it, keep the deer out. Now, what about what he said? What do you do to the ground? How do you prep the ground? You throw some of that special soil down in there?
Well, it's really simple. You take, you can get it anywhere. You take like 25% black cow. You take, 25%, peat moss.
Love you.
Take 25% regular, dirt and like 25%, what they call potting soil, and you mix it all together, and that's what you make your shit out of to plant your pot in, and then you make you like a hole in the ground, and you set, once you get your plant ready, and you set it down into that, and then you let the earth take care of it. It's pretty damn common sense. It's like planting, tomatoes.
Do you do your seedlings in like a cup with the bottom out of it?
Yeah. I start mine out with like a red Solo cup.
Right.
I'll cut the bottom out of it. And that red Solo cup about this tall. Then I set that in there and I set my seedling in that. Then I start going up with my Solo cup until it gets up to the top.
I've never taken a picture of any of my plants. I never think about it. I'm too excited to trim it and smoke it. Shit. I'll probably do that this year, man.
Every day.
Buckland, so then what do you do after when it gets a certain height? Do you pull the cup off or just put the cup right down in the hole?
No. It's like growing. Steve, it's really simple for me. You go to the greenhouse and you pick out your tomato plant or your fucking pepper plant or whatever. Okay, so you got that little teeny tiny seedling. You know, you get some this big or you can get some this big. But every time you go to the greenhouse to get that stuff, every time everything gets bigger, the pot gets bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do that. Growing pot in my area, you have to start out really small and keep it indoors the whole time so frost don't get it.
Right. So size it up before it gets to the ground.
Size it all up. My container's like this big, you know, like it's 2.5 gallon pot before I take it out and put it outside.
I got you. Okay.
Talking to you reminds me of my aunt and uncles and shit down in Mississippi, man. Makes me miss them.
So you're never going to put a seedling in the ground?
You, William?
I have, yes.
How did it work out? Did it not work out well?
Oh, yeah. I done it last year. I got a flood around May the 15th. That washed two of my plants plumb out, just wiped them out. So I got pissed off. So I went over and I took my tiller and I fucking done this shit. Guess what I done? I just took two pot seeds and dropped them in each fucking hole that I had already processed out. to do that.
Why not?
Boom.
Boom.
I got what they called Super Skunk. And the other one was, shit, I can't remember the other one. But anyway, they done okay, but they're...
Fucking A. Happy spring. Put your plants in the ground. Let's grow some motherfucking weed. You do the wrap up, producer Mike? Is that what time it is? What an amazing hang it's been on a Friday live. Here we are, almost 2 hours in. I love
this
it.
This is a beautiful man. Got purple in it.
I got one more thing to say.
Yeah, Buckland, hit it.
Lay it on us.
Hey, I'd love to be 1,001. Okay.
Okay.
I'd hit that 1,001 all day long.
Yeah, see, Buckland doesn't give a shit, guys. I mean,
nah.
I mean, like, you gotta just look at it with the right perspective. Like I was saying earlier, all those dicks probably just smooth that pussy out really shiny, like a polishing.
Don't make a shit to me. 1,000 right. or more.
Right.
Pow. Exactly.
Now, would you go, like, the next day, or would you give her, like, a month to heal up?
I'd do it the same motherfucking day.
Oh, okay. You'd be literally 1,001.
Goddamn rock.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Going in hot. 1,001.
We didn't ask William if he was in, if he's in for the cruise, Steve.
Yeah. I think Jeremy just said he wanted to be last, like all when the jizz was full.
Not even fucking listening to me.
I just had surgery today. So cut out of it.
I think Steve had surgery earlier too. William, have a great weekend, bud. We'll see you next week. Steve, we were joined by the great Eddie Weber, the greatest race car driver of all time, and all that craziness.
Yes, sir. Love y'all.
Yeah, lights out, Eddie. That's how you get through it. Turn the lights out.
Hell yeah.
You just imagine.
Hey, the Tent Gang graced us with their presence, and it's always a pleasure. And Gabby,
Tent Gang,
thanks for wearing that top.
We also learned that Robert could do 1,000 vajays, crippled, broke, rotten, or otherwise, whatever he said. Ancient.
I wish I would have highlighted that, Tabby, if I could, but unfortunately Zoom doesn't have that capability. Hey, we'll see you next week, you guys. Thanks for calling in.
Good to see the Tent Gang. I always love that. This was great. Yeah. We had a great turnout of regulars, our favorites.
Hell yeah. And 5'9" Keith, who we know is going to go on the cruise, Steve.
Oh yeah. We're gonna get to hang out.
Had a good time tonight, smoking.
Hot Wheels, Keith, 5'9", Keith, Canada, Keith.
Love y'all. See you next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy, buddy. We were joined by the great 16th century Colonel, 18th century Colonel.
Colonel, really? I don't feel like he really got to say what he wanted to say.
I didn't.
Yeah. Go ahead, Colonel.
Colonel, go ahead. Buddy. The floor is yours.
Yeah. Hey, Wheelchair Rick, we'll see you next week, buddy.
Wheelchair Rick, good to see you again. Thanks for bringing, some intelligence. Go ahead. I'm so excited to go back to that bar again. We're going to go back to that bar here in a minute once the Colonel, in Florida. It's really getting packed in there. Lots of tits. Let's go back to the Colonel. Okay. I don't want to get a hard on yet. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to call my cousin Ashley, see what I can't get. Because I tell you what, I'm still paying for the tugboat, but as long as I've got my Steve Nation, I'll go wherever you guys go. So we'll see what we get. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Announcement with you, and you hooked her up with us, and that we can't be more grateful because we never had a travel agent. We've talked about doing trips forever. So now we have an official show travel agent, and she's going to come on next Friday. We're going to put out the official link where anybody can go and all the information. She'll be here to answer questions. I'm super excited.
Hey, I tell you what, I love my cousin. I love Ashley and I love Heather.
I love Ashley too.
If you mess with them, it's not going to be good. But I tell you, Ashley, whenever she does something, like she puts her mind to it, it's done. You know, it's going over.
Yeah, that is true. It is done. It is done.
Yeah. And I got to point out that I didn't like the tone of this show going forward. I didn't like the tone. People were kind of like, and I'm like, dude, no, it's Friday. Like, it's hang time. Like, let's fucking go.
It's springtime stiffy. We're talking a thousand dicks and we're talking a thousand vaginas.
Get everything fucking out. This is the fucking time to do it. And you know, that's how you meet people. You share yourself. Yeah. But I tell you what, a thousand dicks. Mm. Now let's think about this.
Which would you prefer, a thousand D's or a thousand V's?
Thousand V's. I don't care if they're crusty and purple. I'd do it. I don't care if they're rusted and busted out like lasagna.
Rusted and busted.
If that's a t-shirt, I want the first one. And have it stay the kernel. All right. But, yeah, you know. I don't see how a woman could sit there and be like, oh, look at here. She's just flapping their shit, getting it fucking working out. And, you know, you're watching another dude get his dick sucked, and then another dude get.
Wait, what? I don't think there was any dick sucking.
You know, listen, we're way deep into this podcast, and the kernel.
I don't think there was. I mean, I don't like the way you're disrespecting Bonnie Blue, saying she had a thousand dicks in her mouth. That's a different thing.
Well, maybe the kernel's got some insight.
What the hell was that, Producer Mike?
What happened?
Now it's you and I. And I have my First Amendment Steve Jessup right, so you can't do shit. Only.
Yeah. Anyway, Steve, we had another banger of an episode. I tried to keep it under 90 minutes. That was my goal. Mm. And we went way over 90 minutes. I've got a new application that I purchased. We're going to be putting out some clips that are going to have some interesting shit. I'm going to put music into it and all that stuff. So let everyone know, please, that we're going to be having some really outstanding clips coming out on YouTube and on to X. And I think we're going to try Rumble this week. See if we can get some shit out on Rumble.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me bring this in, like I promised.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to take a look at this one more time. Let's take a look. See, so many more titties. Now, let's check and see if any of those same couples are there that were there at the beginning.
Blue hat. I see blue hat and jogging titties right here.
Yeah.
Right there in the bottom.
I mean, he looks less Asian now with his hat off. Middle. I think either things. One of them is Asian. I don't know if that's them.
All right. Is there a way I can use a pointer on this?
Now, Blondie, that was in the blue has gotten crowded in. And I don't even think that's her anymore. I don't think that's her. I think that's a different. Yeah. Is that a different blonde?
If she stood up and we can confirm that that's actually
dress,
blue,
right.
I think we could, yeah.
Okay. Lost so many more tits and ass. Now, okay, what about ponytail on the top of her head, the bun on the top of her head?
Right in the middle?
Yeah. She's doing weird dance moves right now.
Yep. She's twerking with her shoulders. Look at Red. Look at Red with
Baldy?
Was that Amy Schumer? Yeah, look at Red right here. Ooh.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Digging Red.
All right.
Yeah, now, what do you think Reds is celebrating? Something special?
Divorce. I think she's celebrating her divorce.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
No.
I don't think she could do 1,000, but I bet she could pop off about 2 or 3 dicks tonight.
I think she's working on it right now. Look at this young buck coming.
Oh, man, now we got a train of vaginas coming in.
Hell yeah.
Now this, again, once again, the name of this bar is?
This is the Elbow Room. You can go to elbowroom.com to see the Elbow Room band cam.
Elbowroom.com. This is the Elbow in Florida. And, fuck, it is Elbow Room only up in that bitch. I love this new segment, Producer Mike, live.
How do you do?
We're live. Do you do? They're live. Fucking A. That's the shit.
Great episode, dude. I'm going to get drunk. And I'm going to watch the episode back because I'm a fucking nerd. And,
read the comments, comment back.
Read the comics. I haven't read Calvin and Hobbes in such a long time, so maybe I will bring the newspaper out and fucking do that.
The comments, not the comics.
Oh, I thought you said the comics. Anyway, yeah, I'm out of here, dude. Thanks, buddy. Hey, everyone, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. I love Producer Mike.
I got hot.
He just disappears, just vanished into thin air. Dix, thanks for showing up. Couldn't do it without. I mean, somebody's got to turn all this shit on and off, I guess. I don't know how it works. I loved it. Good to have all the regulars back on. I'm so excited about the cruise. And... next week, we are going to dive deep all up in this cruise announcement officially happening next week live on the show. We're going to have Ashley, our tour agent, travel guide agent, on the show. She's going to detail it up. That is not her. I don't know who that was. That was Nix. Maybe Nix will go on the cruise. We'll get to see that on the cruise. And it's going to be good. You're not going to want to miss it. Next Friday, live.
Central Time.
7 o'clock Central Time. Be a part of it. And we're going to announce the cruise. Till then, get lifted, get twisted. God bless you. Thanks for coming out. Anything is possible!
Been a long, hard week of working.
Woo!
Tired my fingers bleed. Been a long, hard week of working. Tired my fingers bleed. Fourth morning on Friday. I know what I need. And a little weed. 2 a.m.
I need it. That one's empty. Oh, that one's not.
Riding with my gun.
Rusted and busted.
Riding with my gun. Kind of what y'all driving.
My asshole.
Cops don't ruin our bus. And women, we just come. And Ronnie is with the popo. My wrist has been black and blue. And Ronnie is with the popo. My wrist has been black and blue. I ain't got time for that stuff. I got shit to do. These whiskey-eared women, sticky icky too.
best one yet, man. That was it. That was it. Calling it a night. I'm going to bed.